There are certain basic principles, yisodos, that Chazal stress as being critically important to our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Maseches Avos, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, the world stands upon three pillars, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasodim. Without Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed, the world couldn't stand. The end of Maseches Makos, Chazal tell us that the world stands on one basic principle. Tzadik, be'emunoso, tichya, everything stands upon our emuna and bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are two midrashim, one in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos and one in Kedoshim, that speak about two core basic principles. And it's those two principles that I'd like to talk about today. The beginning of Parshas Achrimos tells us and describes the great detail that Aaron HaKohen would be able to be permitted to enter lifnaiv lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim one day a year on Yom HaKippur. Because b'chol yovo b'chol eisel HaKodesh, Aaron HaKohen wasn't permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any point throughout the year. But only on Yom Kippur b'zos yovo Aaron HaKodesh b'par ben bakar l'chatas v'ayil echad l'ola. Aaron would only be able to be permitted with a korban chatas and a korban ola, but not just a korban chatas and a korban ola. It had to be a par ben bakar, a calf, ve'ayil le'ola, and it needed to be a ram. What's the significance of the par ben bakar and the ola, the ram specifically, and the calf specifically? And the Medrash explains that it takes us back to Avraham Avinu in the beginning and the end of Parshas Vayera. El ha-bakar rots Avram. Avram ran to this calf to shecht and to feed the vagabonds, the strangers, the wanderers who were walking in the wilderness, stuck in the midbar, in the desert, overheated. And Avram wanted to take care of them, to look after them. And he shechted the bakar, because bakar is chesed. That's the midah, the basic yesod of Avram Vinu, the amud ha-chesed. And if Aaron HaKohen wanted to enter lifnaiv lifnim and kodesh ha-kadoshim and Yom HaKippur, he also needed to bring the midah of chesed Avram Vinu, the par ben bakar le'ola. That is the par ben bakar that Avram Avinu offered, the chesed that Avram Avinu offered to the strangers. But it can't just be chesed, because coupled with the chesed, the Torah tells it had to be an ayil echad ola. And the significance of an ayil, says the Medrash, is the end of Parshas Vayera, where Avram Avinu was muchan mezum and ready, prepared to offer his son, kibi Yitzchak yichari lachazera, as the sacrifice. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will be the progeny. But Avram Avinu was willing to do anything and everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as soon as he was prepared to shech the son, Ayil Echa Nechaz Besvach, there was a ram that got caught and trapped, and instead of Yitzchak being offered as a korban, of course, it was the Ayil, and that's Akedas Yitzchak, stands for the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu. Thus, when Aaron HaKohen entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim to protect and to safeguard Klal Yisrael and to speak on our behalf, it had to be coming with Avram Avinu's Chesed and Avram Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh. The only way, the only stance and chance that we had to really, really be protected, and for Aaron HaKohen to beg for our forgiveness and our kapara, is if we were living the midos of Avraham Avinu, the midos of Chesed Mesiras Nefesh, El HaBokar Ratz Avraham, Ayil Echad Nechaz Basvach, Bezos Yovo Aaron HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bokar Lachatas, V'Ayil Echad Ola. This is who we are. This is who Avraham Avinu was. This is how Aaron would be able to speak strongly on our behalf, and this is the continuity of Bnei Yisrael. These two midos, the mid of chesed and the mid of mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice. There's an unbelievable comment of Rabbi Chaim Livolashin at the end of Maseches Avos, who says that Avram Avinu's ability to be able to overcome the incredible self-sacrifice and chesed is something in the language of the Chaim of Livolashin, Ruach Chaim, ki kama midos shehatzadik torach v'yogel asigam. There are certain midos that Avram Avinu struggled to accomplish and to succeed and was able to overcome them. Levanov Achrav Hema Kiteva Mutba. For Avram Avinu's descendants, it would be automatic. It's inherent. It's in our blood and it's in our DNA to be Balei Chesed. It's in our blood and it's in our DNA to be Moser Nefesh. Ubiktsas yigia yagil is that with a little bit of effort, every single Jew would be able to manufacture and will be able to overcome incredible obstacles to become terrifically, unbelievably perfect in the areas of chesed and the areas of mesiras nefesh. Kmo shenir b'chush, says Reb Chaim Mivlashin, I see it, and we have seen it historically with our eyes and throughout the ages of Jewish history. Shirabim me'am me'aretz mayhudim, basic, simple Jews. Mosrim es atzma al kiddush Hashem, they're prepared to offer their lives al kiddush Hashem. V'mut b'bonu me'avinu Avram, it is because it's been instilled to us from Avram Avinu. Shemosar nafshol urkazdim el munah. So Avram Avinu was prepared to give his life at urkazdim. Avram Avinu was prepared to offer his son's life at akedah. It's like the mesiras nefesh of Avram Avinu is something that is an automatic. It's in our DNA and it's in our blood. And thus says Reb Chaim Mivlashin, it's the same thing with chesed, as the Gemara says, where Baishanim, Rachmanim, and Gomlei Chasan, the Jew naturally has the traits of Avram Avinu to be a bal chesed, to be a baisha, to be bashful, to be kind, to be benevolent, to be caring. That's who we are, the brotherhood that we have, the care, the concern that we have for each other. This is what Aaron HaKohen was able to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh. The only way that Aaron could defend us on Yom Kippur is if he would come with those two midos, Bepar Ben Bakar Lechatas Va'el Echad Le'ola, with the mid of Chesed Vela Bakarat Avram, and the mid of Mesiras Nefesh of Ael Echad Nechas Besfach. But there's another Medrash in Parshas Kedoshim on the Pasuk V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha. The Medrash famously recounts, Rashi brings it, Rabbi Kiva said, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha is the most basic fundamental of the entire Torah. So much so we're familiar with the Gemara Maseches Shabbos and Perek Bameh Malikim, that when the Ger came to convert in front of Hillel, Hillel said, I'm prepared to even convert you on one principle. What was that principle? Mandasani lach lechavrich lo savir. Whatever is hateful, distasteful to you, don't do to somebody else. Idach zilgmur, everything else you could go study. Thus, v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, as the Marsha explains in Maseches Shabbos on that Gemara, is exactly what Hillel was teaching him. The most basic principle, Rabbi Akiva, v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, chesed, caring, conversing with somebody else, looking out for somebody else, listening to somebody else, brotherhood. But the Medrash says that's not it. There's another pasuk that is most basic to our Yiddishkeit. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, as the Gemara says, in the Maseches Brachos, is the basis for where we know that we are prepared to be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, to give our life al Kiddush Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How many Jews have gone to their deaths with those words on their lips? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, from Bavel to Paros and Madai, from Yavon to Rome, throughout our history, from the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition and the Holocaust, Jews have given their lives. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Does these two psukim, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the duality, and those two psukim singularly speak the same way to the chesed and the mesirus nefesh, because those two aspects is what makes us unique, what makes us a people. If somebody asks me, what's the defining factor? What makes us Klal Yisrael? What makes us who we are? Why are we Bnei Avram? It's chesed and mesiras nefesh. These two attributes, these two traits is what makes us the people we are. Who is more philanthropic? What nation is more kind and caring and considerate? What nation is prepared to be moser nefesh, to give of themselves more than anybody else? It's Klal Yisrael. And that's what Avram Avinu instilled and put into our DNA, that every Jew with ktsas yegiel, like Reb Chaim Mivlashin says, is able to accomplish great heights in the midos of chesed and mesiras nefesh. Just this week, unfortunately, a neighbor of ours, non-Jew, tragically lost their son. Overnight, in his sleep, passed away, a boy in his mid-20s. And in the course of conversing, discussing, and consoling the poor parents who are dealing with such a difficult tragedy, I also had the opportunity to think and to look and to see how they were being consoled. And it struck me, we have Shiva. We have Nicham Avel and people come and they visit and they talk and they hear when there's a loss. Tell me about your loss. Tell me about the loved one. Meals are dropped off. Minyanim are set up in the home. We do everything for an Avel to make an Avel feel comfortable. It's not just in Shivat, it's in Shloshim, it's in Yud Beis Chodesh. We look after an Avel because it's such a tragedy and such pain and such suffering. But built into the fabric and into the halachas and Shulchan Aruch is such basic care and concern for another person. And I saw that that was sorely lacking and missing. And it's something that we almost take for granted. And it's not just with Avelos, and it's just not with Nicham Avelim. It's with Bikur Cholim, it's with Hachnasas Kalim, it's with Simchas Chasan Mekal, it's with Hachnasas Orchim. It's with incredible tzedaka that we give. It's unbelievable the amount of chesed that our small nation is able to do, because chesed is something that Avram Avinu placed into us. And it's something that Aaron understood, that in order for him to be successful in Yom Kippur, is that he has to come with the parben bakar lechatas to show that Klal Yisrael prepared to be Bali Chesed. And the very same day, in a conversation I was having, somebody said to me almost nonchalantly, you know, Rabbi Walter, there's not a day that I don't go to sleep without opening up a sefer, even for a minute at night. I work very hard all day and I almost don't have a moment. But I won't go to bed without opening a sefer, even for a minute or two, to read a Mishnah, to read a Pasuk in Chumash, to read a Perek in Navi, something. It's not the amount of time, he told me. But it's that I have to open a sefer. It's not easy just to open a book, and that's Mesiras Nefesh. It's not how long, it's not how many hours. But if there's a busy day, and there's not even an opportunity to be able to learn, but to crack open a sefer, and to open and to look inside and to read a pasuk, that's Mesiras Nefesh. That's who we are. That's who our people are. Incredible Mesiras Nefesh throughout the Doros. Incredible Chesed throughout the Doros. That's what saved us. That's what protected us. In the most difficult, trying circumstances, the amount of Chesed that Jews have provided for each other. In difficult and challenges, the Mesiras Nefesh that we have supplanted and provided and shown HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is our definite strength, and at the same time, it is our area of success. Ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Aaron HaKohen should continue to protect us. With the par ben bakar lechatas va'ayil echal olwish mizoche, to ultimately perform the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and to continue to do chesed, to continue to live a life of Mesiras Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see how much we care and how interested we are. B'siyat d'shmaya b'ezus Hashem, shibana Beis HaMikdash b'mher v'yomenu, v'sein echal kenim asar asecha, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.